A group of researchers at Princeton University has received a $3 million breakthrough prize for their fundamental physics work in mapping what the universe looked like billions of years ago. WHYY's Alan Yu reports.
If you've ever used an old-school TV, you're familiar with the white fuzzy static you get when you're between channels. About 1% of that static comes from your TV antennae picking up cosmic radiation that's billions of years old, radiation that's been flying around since the time of the Big Bang. If you want to study the early universe, you want a TV antenna that is finely tuned to just the white fuzz associated with the Big Bang. So that's what some physicists did, including Lyman Page of Princeton University.
If you look at the satellite, it looks like two back-to-back TV satellite dishes.
They sent this satellite into space in 2001. It's tuned to five specific bands of light that have been around since the Big Bang, and they measure tiny temperature variations to make a heat map of the early universe. They say it's like getting a picture of the universe in its early stages.
The further out you look, the further back you look in time. As you look out, you look at the universe as it was earlier and earlier and earlier and earlier. By rolling that out, you can see the history of the universe.
And because of that work, we now know the universe is 13.8 billion years old, that the universe expanded dramatically after the Big Bang, and that the vast majority of the universe is actually made of dark energy and dark matter, which we're still learning about. The results have now become a standard model of cosmology, and the team of researchers, including 17 from Princeton, are now sharing the $3 million breakthrough prize, which recognizes achievements in life sciences, fundamental physics, and mathematics. Alan Yu, WHYY News.